Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm going to tweet out a link a bit later to the charity classic that's happening this Friday at Norbeck Country Club to benefit the Lachlan Family Foundation. We hope to see you out there for the golf tournament. I will be participating in the pickleball tournament. My partner and I, Mikey Bots, we are the defending champions of the event. Need to put that out there. Mm. We need to defend our honor and our glory.
That's
doing that Friday.
Me and some of my boys will be playing in the golf portion of the event, which you did last year.
Last time I checked, you were the defending champions as well.
That's true. I don't know how. I guess we were just on fire.
Junks were just running hot.
We're just running hot.
Last year. Hopefully
a couple of my guys are really good. I don't know. I'm not predicting victory again.
When is that?
By any stretch. Doesn't sound like it. Yeah. Friday.
Yes, I have no golf swagger.
Yeah.
You have to remember that.
So I will tweet that out a bit later today, all the details and how you sign up.
Right.
All right, time now for EB's Entertainment Page, which is sponsored, of course.
Right Cakes is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, people. Ask for Miriam. She's a general manager. She's going to love on you. She's going to put you in touch with a silly sales assistant. They're going to take care of you. You check out all of their vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, of course, mention me. You'll be set. All right. The Diddy trial's going on, Cakes. Yesterday, very big day.
Okay.
Very big day.
Who testified yesterday?
I don't know. I don't know if that... if that Jane is still testifying, but what's interesting, a couple things. First of all, I think they dismissed a juror, replaced him with an alternate. The headline is, judge dismisses a juror over a lack of candor.
Lack of candor, huh?
So let me see. The judge overseeing the case dismissed a juror, replaced him with an alternate after prosecutors raised concerns about his answers during jury selection and about whether or not he could be trusted. So I don't know the exact details of it, but people are making a big deal about that a black juror has now been replaced by an older white juror. So no idea, you know, what that means. I guess some people think that potentially could mean it'd be not as favorable for Diddy. Hopefully people aren't basing decisions based on race. But who knows? I guess the issue was he wasn't honest about where he lived. During jury selection, he said he lived in the Bronx, but later suggested he moved to New Jersey, which would make him ineligible for Manhattan federal jury. So if you live in New Jersey, you can't be on this.
Yeah, you're not in the mix.
So who knows? Huh. They replaced him with a 57-year-old architect from Westchester. Very bougie.
Very hoity-toity. Very fond.
Part of the time, yes, I have a friend that lived in the Westchester.
Very bougie.
For sure. All right, so here's the titillating detail, though. they were showing freak-off videos to the jurors.
Oh, man.
And it's wild.
So I'm sure.
They say each of the three freak-off videos, and I assume these are part of like the hidden cameras that Diddy allegedly had everywhere, even a la like Jeffrey Epstein, and the allegation and the insinuation and the rumor is they were using these videos as blackmail against these people if they never ever needed to. So hidden cameras everywhere. But three videos, each running 11 or 12 minutes, and the jurors, only the jurors could see it. They were given headphones, and that some people were saying you could hear the moaning. But what's kind of interesting about it is... that some of the jurors were visibly reacting. A couple of the women were just, they said, like, the way they just had to turn away. It was, like, really, I don't know if disgusting is the right word, but it was really jarring.
Would you like to see those videos?
Well, here's what's funny. I might be one juror. So they say one juror looked visibly disturbed, shook her head at what she was watching, while a male juror stared intently at the video monitors with his elbow on his armrest and his chin on his hand.
Uh-huh.
He was
very interesting.
He was locked
in. The 2025 version of The Thinker. He's that guy.
Exactly. Yeah. He was locked in. So who knows? They didn't watch all 11 or 12 minutes. They only saw 30 seconds of each clip. But they say it was so quiet in the courtroom, you could hear a pin drop. How much to see those videos?
I was going
to
say, will those ever see the light of day to the public?
I don't know. What do you think?
Probably not. I mean, how would they get released to the public?
You would think they'd be released by now, or there'd be some sort of clip or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally still want to see a picture of dead Osama bin Laden. I haven't seen that yet, and that was...
I don't know that you... Yeah, I mean,
I'd love to see that picture.
Yep.
There'd have to be like a Marine or somebody or whoever.
I need access.
Somebody in the Navy or somebody, right? Because they...
Yeah. In the dock, didn't they say they took pictures?
Yes, but I've never seen them.
They just... They did take pictures.
I want to see them.
Because then they just let him go, buried him at sea.
Buried him at sea.
I want to see Osama bin Laden.
In the documentary, was it called Manhunt?
Yeah.
Remember, was that body cam video in the house?
That was staged.
That was all staged.
Yes.
There was no real body cam video.
I mean, I'm sure there is, but what you saw in that documentary.
Because it looks so real.
That was recreated.
Okay, so it looks so real.
It was a good recreation.
Oh, it was incredible.
By the way, I'm now on the Manhunt Boston Marathon Bombers.
Because
that's good, too. You think that's not good?
Is that new? Because I think I've seen.
I don't know how long it's been out, but it's pretty good.
I didn't know there was a whole series called Manhunt.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, pretty good.
Recommended watching on Netflix.
Cakes, I think this is good. The California doctor, who apparently was kind of just giving Matthew Perry whatever he wanted in drugs, including ketamine, in the weeks before his overdose death, has agreed to plead guilty. He's going to plead guilty to 4 counts of distributing ketamine. Plea carries a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison.
Oof.
Wow.
That's with the plea.
Oh, man. That doesn't sound like a very good deal.
How much money was Perry giving him? Because you're not going to
I mean, does the guy have any sort of conscience? He knows that Matthew Perry is an addict.
Yeah.
He knows
that's what I'm saying.
Here's what really did him in. There were text messages, okay, that the doctor was found to have called Matthew Perry a moron and insinuated in the text how much this dummy is going to be willing to pay for these drugs.
Right, right.
So he knew he was dealing with a crazy addict.
That was going to pay
anything.
And he
was just milking him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Placencia?
Yes. Good riddance.
His name is Dr. Placencia, like placenta?
It's a little different.
Yeah.
It's somewhat similar.
It's Placencia, correct? Isn't that his name?
Yes. We talked about this before, but TMZ...
Salvador Placencia.
TMZ did an interview with a retired United Airlines pilot that talks about the one guy that lived in the Air India plane crash.
Yeah. What's his theory?
Well, he just says, you know, like most people that when it was noticed that he survived, that seat 11A probably saved his life. There was another incident in another plane that they alluded to in another article last week of another sole survivor that was in the same seat.
Is 11A... on the aisle?
I think it's right next to the door.
So it's right the one next to the door.
And so they're saying that those exit seats, that a lot of people want, like taller people, Jason and
I,
you want those seats. You'll pay sometimes an extra 50, 60 bucks just for the legroom for a long flight.
Mm-hmm.
But you might want it just because it could save your life.
It could
because
be a one-outer.
It could be the few seconds before the plane explodes, or before there's a stampede to get out of there, or before the smoke gets you. You're the first one out. You're by the door.
Yeah.
If you survive the impact, you're the first one out.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I mean, if you have the wherewithal to activate the door, and
that's
you're
what
able
he did.
To do it.
Well, or the door sometimes
blows open.
Door just
I mean, who
blew
knows?
Open.
He walked away from the explosion.
Incredible.
They say now it's not necessarily the safest seat in the plane. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
But if you are in an accident and you actually do survive impact, the best place to be is right by the first one next to the door.
I guess so.
That's how you get out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So there might be a rush now on people paying extra. Are they going to charge more now
for exit seats? I don't know. It's a good angle, though.
Why not charge more? Save a seat on the plane.
You want to survive the plane crash? Sit next to this seat.
I mean, it's not a great slogan. You don't want people thinking about plane crash.
Yeah, we got to figure out the marketing.
You can't really market it, but maybe you could just subtly just charge more.
you kind of head nod to the guy who's already sitting in 11A.
Slide him at 50. Say, you want to trade seats, my man? You want to hook me up?
I'm going to fly the airline that doesn't need to charge more for the crash landing.
That's probably the best policy.
So
how about everybody gets there safely instead of just one person?
The 240 people on the plane, he was the only survivor.
He was it.
Correct.
He hit the lotto. Yep.
Definitely hit the lottery.
They say sometimes, you know, you just have seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So they could, because you're not near the engines. So when the engines blow up, maybe if there's a little hesitation, you're away from it. And you're right by the door.
Good point.
A lot to think about, Cakes.
There is a lot to think about. It's great that I'm flying twice in the next, 3 weeks.
You'll
long
survive.
Flights, too.
Oftentimes, I don't want to pay anymore, especially if it's just a two-hour flight or something. I don't want to pay for those. I'll just pick a row that has nobody else in it, and I just cross my fingers. And I get a one-hour that it doesn't fill up, and I can sit by myself. But it often entails sitting in the back of the plane near the smelly bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But possibly I'd rather be near the smelly bathroom in the back of the plane.
Is the back of the plane also where the fuel tanks are? I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Probably the worst spot there. Also, it takes forever to get off a plane these days.
Right.
Forever. I mean, it's unbelievable how long it takes to get off a plane. The old people can't get off.
Mm-hmm. That's my biggest pet peeve is people who stand up as soon as the plane lands.
They're dumb.
Yeah,
like if you're in row 30, there's 35 rows, you're in row 30, you're just going to stand up and wait for 20
minutes. You stand
up,
you're a moron.
I don't understand that.
Moron.
I sit until the last minute.
The problem is, and I get it because I've been in that circumstance before where you have a connector. You have a connector.
Mm-hmm. I know, but 100 people don't have those. No, 100 people don't have connectors.
I know. You're right. People are crazy. I think they also just want to get out of it because they're uncomfortable.
Sure.
But,
I want to get out too, but I realize
what's annoying is you're, say you're in the back of the plane like I often am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, because
and if it's a big plane, it's going to take you a half hour to go.
Takes a half hour minimum to unload the thing. By the time they get the thing, the door open and all the BS. But what's annoying, let's say I'm in the back third of it, and then I've been waiting for 25 minutes like everybody else, and all of a sudden the guy, the row behind me, gets in front of me. He goes for it. Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We're waiting our turns here.
Those people.
Some people.
What are you doing?
They're just stupid.
They just can't handle the wait.
Immediately be put on a no-fly list.
Yeah.
If you jump the line to get out of the plane.
They do that. Dude, they do.
No-fly list.
A shocking amount of times.
Yeah.
You know what they do is they run out into the aisle because they put all the stuff in the overhead bin, in front of their seat.
Right.
So they feel like they have a right to get up and just go get their stuff and stand there and cut the line.
Is that what that
some
is?
Of them
that's
do?
That's crazy. I've done that before, believe me.
Well, as soon as I walk past it, I grab my stuff on the way out.
Yeah, that's what you do. Right.
Like a normal human person.
You're a normal person.
Right.
God, takes all kinds, man.
So tilting. All right, this is a funny story to me. I love this. It's funny that Larsa Pippen, now nobody really knows who she is, right? Whatever.
Is that
Scotty's ex-wife that whatever.
Larsa?
Famous, attractive woman that's had a million NBA boyfriends or whatever. It's so funny. They've got pictures of her and they're accusing her. I mean, who cares? But they're accusing her of getting a BBL, getting a Brazilian butt lift.
Yes.
All right. And she's trying to deny it and say it's exercise.
Okay.
And then they're showing pictures of her flat ass.
Like before and after?
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible. Yeah. You can do all the squats in the world. You're not getting that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
Okay? So just acknowledge it, But I don't even know if people would like that. I mean, people might like the before more than they like the after. You know what I'm saying?
Just admit it. Just admit what you're doing.
It's okay. You got a BBL.
It's all right.
Yeah, you got... You got a BBL, you got some T's, and you got your lips done.
I mean, life goes on.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Well, the new thing is for women is to no longer gatekeep their plastic surgery.
Now they're just explaining all the stuff.
Because Kylie did that. Well, I'd say Drab did it first, and Kylie copied me.
Oh, okay. Just by being open about your hair transplant?
Yeah, about your cosmetic procedures.
Be transparent.
Right.
But Kylie put it out on her Instagram. She told people who her doctor was and her CC size or whatever it is.
Right,
right.
Her breast implants.
Got it.
Right.
So now all the other influencers are
CC
time. Is she claiming Kylie. That's the only thing she's done?
No, I think someone just specifically asked about her jugs.
Right. It's all the rage cakes.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
Let me see. Oh, this is one other thing. This is interesting. Jason, by the way, so there's a story here about Kelly Stafford. And, you know, she's a little wacky, right? Matthew Stafford's wife. Remember, okay, she's a little wacky. She's outspoken
social.
About stuff sometimes.
Okay.
And this is fine. Whatever floats your boat. She's claiming that weed gummies are her key to life, and they make her a better parent, right? I guess I assume because she could sleep better, you know, et cetera. Whatever floats your boat. But I thought of you because
I don't wanna make you lazy.
I started apple cider gummies recently. Now, okay. I've noticed nothing, so I don't know. I think it's supposed to be good to also ask, like, for your gut.
Keeps you on the reg.
Is it supposed to be good for your duties?
Yeah, that's why I do it.
I thought you did it for some sleep reasons, no? It's definitely supposed to be good for your gut.
Yeah. I do it to stay regular.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm always looking for stuff, because I'm a sugar addict, to lower your blood sugar or whatever. I think it might help with that, too, some of that regulation. They're kind of nasty, to be honest with you.
Oh, I love them.
Apple cider vinegar.
I'll tell you what, they're expensive. They're pricey.
I didn't notice what they were. I just got
shocker.
But I just got them. But I might be out on ashwagandha because I've been reading too many stories about how some liver toxicity issues if you take it too much.
Well, I take the apple ciders. I take the apple ciders every day, two of them.
I thought you claimed that you take that to help you go to sleep. You take that for your duties.
That's melatonin gummies. The melatonin gummies I take to go to sleep.
The
apple cider I take.
All the Instagram docs. They're all out.
Instagram docs, you're trusting them.
On what?
Yes, they're all out on melatonin.
How about you trust a real doctor?
For what reason?
It's just limited.
Is it bad
impact.
For you?
No, limited impact. Limited. Very limited.
Well,
you know, it wears out over time.
The only problem I have.
You've been taking them for 20 years.
The only problem I have with them is I sleep hard for about 3 or 4 hours and then I'm up. So if it was a longer lasting effect, 7-8 hours, then. I would like it more, but I like just going to sleep hard, and then if I wake up, I wake up. I like falling asleep quick. That's
understood.
Why I take them.
Coming up next, Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post will join us. She's their national baseball writer. She's up next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.